Watson Hall presents.
Your go for APU shutdown on time.
Your go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the aircraft.
We are seeking out new life and new civilizations.
In space.
And boldly going where...
To the Pleiades.
Mm-hmm. No person has gone before. We're going to the Pleiades, yeah. So, has anyone been to the Pleiades before?
No humans.
I've not.
I mean, what the aliens have got up to, who knows?
Okay.
No, can I just say that I read John Scales' Red Shirts this past week, and I've reconsidered my position on this ship. I'd like to make sure that I'm always next to a member of Bridge Crew at all times.
Well, we found a civilization.
About this potentially exploding stars.
we found a civilization that had apparently nearly wiped itself out
killer
due to a nuclear war about a century ago. But we found a moon base that still seemed to have, as well as some electronic life, it had some kind of, protective robots. We landed on the base, we're trying to find the original
occupants. It was indeed a protectotron.
There was a little double lasered...
Have a go.
No, I can't do it. You know I can't. Horace.
I'd say it's your bugbear.
Dr. Horace. Bugbear's fine. Dr. Horace Radish extended the arm of peace and probably had it almost burnt off by the laser beam from the robot, which has now, I don't know whether it's regressing it or not, but it is no longer able to regret or do anything because my.
You kicked 7 bowls of shit out of
it. The away team, otherwise, yeah, beat the crap out of it. Horace is still badly burned.
We have noticed transmission from said Protectron back through the airlock the door it came out of into one of the buildings.
What we're assuming is an internal communication, not necessarily off.
Was it like tight beam? Can we tell?
Well, the only communication you got that were able to determine was a short range infrared, which was backscattered off the door frame. And looking more closely, there appears to be a transceiver on the doorframe.
Yeah.
And where it's gone from there, we don't know.
Yeah.
Can I have a look at the what's left of the robot? Are those two things on either side, were they guns and that it didn't actually fire?
Because the laser was from the middle of it somewhere, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you have a relevant skill?
Big guns...
Guns.
He's read every copy of Guns and
Gun
Ammo.
Combat Tactics.
I don't know whether there's armory in this system.
Mechanic.
No, there isn't.
Some sort of mechanic would be good.
Jack of all trades. Heavy weapons.
Oh, that's different.
I have actually got some mechanic.
I've got leadership. Recon.
Well, there you go. You can tell Felix to check it.
You want me to have a look?
I'm going to go out on a limb. Actually, to be fair, I've got Gunner. So I'm going to go out on a limb and
more using it, but you could send it. You've got some skills that you know at least roughly what you're looking at. Give me an int roll. Don't worry about the skills.
Can I, if I haven't already, I honestly can't remember, attempt some medicine upon myself or ask someone to have a look at
my... I think somebody did that already.
No, I think we have medics. I think we have medics.
Because you were in a very, very, very bad way. And
yeah,
I think
but
now
I still
you've just got
to be
a little bit of light.
Strength, so
you've got some light charring, so I think.
Oh, maybe
right.
I was down to one strength and I went back up to three. Maybe
no, I think it. No, I think you were on. I think you've had it.
The suit's
I don't
patched
think,
as well.
I don't think you've actually. Nine have rolled anyway.
Super yeah. auto patches.
I do like this, these dice.
Yeah, and it's been conveniently pre-dissected for you. So, yeah, there are definitely ammunition feeds to the, what we might call the wing guns, and there is no sign of ammunition in the hopper.
Yeah. Which is kind of what I expected. That
so it probably would have shot me as well if it had.
No, to be honest, that would have probably been, because looking at the calibre of those things, they would have hurt me.
Never mind. I'm sure it was not entirely intentional. It's probably an automated
If it wasn't intentional, they wouldn't have sent a heavily armed robot. They
I
would
suspect
have sent,
it was
like,
an automated
butler,
defense
they?
System.
Then it's intentional.
Well, but maybe it was, you know, I don't know that necessarily means they're hostile.
But you're right, it could be pre-programmed.
I'll just pat you on the chest. I mean, really?
It could have been.
I mean,
well,
to be fair,
that was set up ages ago during the war, and they haven't been able to shut down.
There you go.
I'm telling you,
this is a Magrathea thing.
It could be, or it could just be that they know Dr. Radish somehow.
That's true. They did single him out.
Well,
like that bit you're guessing about episode two of a classic Doctor Who story, where there is a face being looked at on a screen in a dark room, and he is an enemy of the Daleks.
Since I recall bolting for the cover of the doorway anyway, can I have a quick look at that doorway and the transceiver it has?
I think you were bolting off in a different direction.
I can't remember. I was bolting for a doorway,
but not the one that the robot was between.
Well, there
you
might
and...
well be a transceiver on that though.
Yes, there is. I mean, it's pretty obvious looking at it. You know, here is an infrared transmitter receiver. It is wired into the door's data bus and presumably further data buses in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Am I misremembering, or were we all... Were we going past the robot, or were we actually heading to a different one because the building it came from didn't have an obvious connection, an obvious above-ground connection?
The building it came from was the western... entrance to the landing pad. Hang on, let me just put up a.
It actually came out of the building, did it? I'd forgotten that.
Well, it was near the door when you got to it. You don't know whether it actually came through the door.
So we never saw the door open.
I've just put up a link to which I will add maps and things.
It's sort of the square building off to the west.
No, the west door on the east side of the landing pad. No, is that right?
West door on the east side.
I've been in...
You are in the middle.
Right.
The robot and the door that it may have come out of are the passage from the west side, 9 o'clock on the landing pad, to... It goes to another landing pad and then it goes further into the base.
Yeah, makes sense.
The one at 3 o'clock you reckoned was some sort of cargo handling facility.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was at the end of that ruined railway, wasn't it? That was what we'd looked at and decided that didn't have an obvious other connection.
Okay.
So we're best going the other way then.
Yeah.
Okay. Right,
considering that we've encountered hostility, fellas, do we want to...
Possibly unintentional hostility.
Sure. I'm just wondering if we want to have a quick... I mean, I don't mind having a quick look through this way, off to the east, just to make sure nothing's coming behind us.
Couldn't we detect the electromagnetic signal of these things? Can we see if there's any close by?
There's quite a lot of electromagnetic noise. Can you do that? Electronic sensors.
Someone's got a sensors, cons.
Well, I've got thermal and optical scope built into my eye, but I haven't got electrical sensors. But I could check around. They've got it. I can see the heat source on these things if they're not blocked.
There's not much heat source until they start, shooting at you, really.
Yeah, I can assure you there is a heat source.
I'm blind, Dr. Radish. Can you put your hand in front of your chest?
Somebody will give me electronics sensors with int.
I have sensors with int. I can do that, he says. Probably can't. He's rolled a 6. That's a 7. That's just 8.
Okay.
I can try. I've got electronic 0 for that particular thing. And no int. No, okay. 7 in total.
So that'd be 9 for me.
Okay. I had some numbers in here somewhere in this interestingly laid out book. I mean, I got to say, I really like the adventure, but the editing is sometimes a bit...
Mongoose, did you say this was?
Funny that.
I like a company that sticks with their tradition. Has the cover turned into a banana yet? Or
I didn't print out the cover.
Ah.
Friend of mine did a supplement. Chris, Nick, did Babylon 5 supplement for them.
For Traveller?
No, for Babylon 5. For the Babylon 5 RPG.
Oh, I've got that somewhere.
Yeah, you know, yeah, there were two, weren't there? There was a very short-lived one, and then suddenly the main thing came out, and I don't think the compatible...
I think I've got the very short-lived one, possibly.
Right.
I've got the original handbook.
He did the one for... You remember they did that spin-off kind of after the event?
Crusade,
yeah. He did the...
I never watched it. Apparently.
Try to keep a straight face.
So, apparently he put him off Babylon 5 after that because he just had to keep watching the same thing time after time.
I love a bit of Babylon 5, but... It's a bit ropey and hairy, isn't it?
Phil Masters got the contract to do the Hellboy RPG powered by GURPS.
Mm.
He had never read Hellboy. He had to read all of Hellboy. At the end of that, he still liked it. So,
well, that is a pretty ringing endorsement.
I do have a slight question as to, but why?
Well, why did he get the contract?
Why did he presumably apply for it?
Good, reliable writer, Phil Masters.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I think they may have asked him.
I mean,
he had already done Discworld, for example.
To be fair, knowing Phil, that he does not feel like a Hellboy reader, that natural Hellboy reader, shall
we say. I'm intrigued by the Hellboy reader. It's a gesture I'm not quite associating with
Hellboy.
The comic.
There's another story, but we'll be recorded. So,
yeah.
I still wish I'd picked up... I saw the deluxe edition of that game once... And I thought, no, I can't buy another game. But it was a really nice book, the deluxe edition, you know? It's just... Oh, well.
Mm. So various sensors rolls.
7, 8, and 9 we've got between us.
Okay. Well, that's a bit weird. You've got nothing moving around.
Uh-huh. Okay.
On electronic emissions.
Well, that's encouraging. Behind us, particularly.
Yeah, there's... let's see. The lower left area, the one with lots of rectangles, there is a fair bit of machinery going on in there.
Hmm.
Oh, it's active?
Yeah, that wasn't as obvious from longer range.
Hmm.
The top right building... let's see, yes, is definitely a power reactor of some sort,
mm-hmm.
some nuclear sort.
So
the hexagon thing,
oxygen, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just trying to quickly count it.
I have a question for you. Does Yvonne's shuttle either have any weaponry? Or a reaction drive?
It certainly has a reaction drive, though not a hugely capable one. Let me just...
No, that's fine.
Has she disappeared from the scene?
No.
Well, she's flown away far enough that she couldn't be shot by the laser.
Okay.
I'm just thinking that if we want to re-establish communications, the obvious thing to do would be hover the shuttle over the top of the reactor...
With the reaction drive pointing down and say, would you like to talk to us now?
Are you saying we should take off and nuke the site from orbit?
No, because I haven't, because they won't let me bring any nukes.
Does it count as nuking the site from orbit if it's their nuke and it's on the ground? I mean, we're moving into some pretty difficult philosophical territory. Yeah.
I can't help
from their
that,
perspective, it doesn't matter as much.
I can't help feeling that this suggestion is very much like a set of moving stairs.
Is it going in the right direction, though? That's the question.
It's escalating, is what it's doing.
It's all right. I'm sorry you have to deal with us, because we all knew what we should have said, but I don't think any of us was prepared to give you the satisfaction of us chipping in there.
No. That was quite anticipated.
I've learned long ago not to attempt a joke where the other party has to supply the punchline after years of knowing John.
Best not to, yeah. To
answer Jethro's question, yes, basically it has mostly vertical but some horizontal thrust. There is enough fuel on board for about 3 or 4 hours of hover on a world this size and still getting your lot back to orbit.
Cool, that's fine. So she could hover basically sort of gently heating up the reactor.
Let's not risk an unknown reactor.
While we're here, let's not, yeah.
Go in and see what we can find. We're either dealing with a totally automatic system or a partial one.
Oh, no, we're not dealing with an automatic system. The people are doing this on for real.
Well, this wasn't remote controlled. That was an autonomous vehicle.
No, that was remote controlled.
Are you sure?
But it hadn't got any actual ammunition. I know it had a laser, but you'd think if this was sent out by a group of people, they would keep their armed robot reasonably well armed.
Okay, so we have a replicator, or a factory printer or whatever. I'm not convinced that these guys do.
Anyway, should we go in?
I'm still not convinced this was a deliberate... I'm very convinced.
He's a suspicious Cornish man.
No, I'm very convinced, and I'm also quite
and
cross.
He's also quite suspicious of things.
I'm also quite cross and armed with quite a big gun. So
I think we should just be, you know, cautious. I admire Dr. Radish's forgiving attitude. I think that's excellent. We should keep on the
on
that
hang
side.
On to anger all
but
the time. Didn't you
we
come to
have,
my workshop?
I'm not angry.
Okay.
I think this is about being prudent. We go in thinking, right, we've been attacked. It may have been an accident, but it may not. We haven't got enough information. Let's go get some more information, being aware that it might happen again.
Well, these people are probably scared. They've been trapped on this moon base for maybe a century.
We've
got to put ourselves in their shoes, though they wear two pairs of shoes. But, you know.
No, only the one set of legs.
Oh, just two pairs of gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we're not putting ourselves in their gloves.
Well,
do you know how many digits they have? Should we go inside?
Let's go inside.
So, looking at the
after you, Jethro,
communication port, is it still in any way shape firing off infrared or obviously, I will ask my illustrious colleague who can actually look at it and go. Light is really, really annoying and shining in my eyes at the moment.
I've got electronics comms. Is that any help?
No, there's no need for that. Let me just invent.
We've got somebody with a bionic eye who can go. That's shining.
Yeah, I just need to invent a networking protocol. Okay, that's a reasonably good role for the unknown ancestor who invented the protocol. It's pulsing every 17 seconds or so.
Ah, some kind of networking protocol.
Yeah, Mason, as far as you're concerned, it just a brief, not super bright flash.
And then before I know it, the bastard thing has hijacked my optic implant.
Okay, well, yeah, let's be careful. That makes sense. But
Thank
we
you.
Need to consider what they've been through.
I'm just remembering, remembering that fake cert advisory for Independence Day, you know, alienos vulnerable, can cause total destruction of invasion fleet and write local files.
Okay, no, I'm not going in first because I'm nearly dead.
I'll go in first. I'm the one who goes
possibly
in first.
Jethro should go in first, don't you?
He'll shoot things.
But he's wearing battle armor.
Yeah, he is.
He can. I'll open things.
We know
he can...
how much damage one of these things can do now.
Jethro
knows. Thanks to Dr. Randish's extremely thorough empirical testing.
Well, I'm still alive, aren't I? So, you know, perhaps it was a warning shot.
But do you want him to be the one opening the door or the one ready to shoot whatever comes through the door?
I can be ready to shoot. I did quite well with the other thing.
Oh, I'm happy to leave it to you two, gents.
All right, how are we going to open the door?
Well, yeah, that kind of is... my contemplation
is there
at the moment.
Is there not a button?
Let's look at the door. Yeah. We examine the door.
Yeah, is it possible?
Use eye with door.
Who's
eye? I don't see that here.
Well, I've got one on my equipment list.
I'll examine it up close, but from where I am.
I will listen to the door with my magic ears.
Oh, Jamie Summers.
Mm. Bing, bing, bing.
Okay, just... Was it Summers? Wagner?
No, you're thinking of Lindsay Wagner, who's actually
the actual
person.
Who was the actual actress, wasn't she? I think, wasn't she, for Bardic Woman?
Anyway, the door, it is closed. There is... there is a button behind a guard, because, you, as far as you know, this is an airlock door, certainly the space behind it doesn't appear to be open to the outside. Yep. There's a button with a cover over it.
See, a button. You can always use a button.
Is it red?
We don't know what colour scheme they might use.
It's a mixture of green and infrared A.
Any obvious nozzles or anything pointing at us?
On the outside of the airlock, no.
Right.
Is it low enough down that one of my drones could press on it?
With a bit of tilting up on edge, yeah.
If I basically just stick one of the drones over the top of it, shut the door, get them to press it.
Hang on. The door closer to you is closed.
Ah,
there is
right,
a button
okay.
on the outside of it.
There's a button on the outside. Okay, so I will press that button. I'm quite relaxed. I'm pressing
there is a delay of about 2 or 3 seconds and the door slides open.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was easier than I thought.
Is there a button on the other side?
There's not only a button on the other side of this door, there is about 10 feet away at the next door another button.
Okay, we're in our vac suits, right? So if they
yes.
Okay.
This explains why you are currently alive.
Yes, yeah, just, yeah, okay.
I'll put a drone on.
Because yours is patched up now. So
I'll put a drone on.
It self-patched itself.
On the button by this door. Mm. I will walk in. I'll put a drone on the button on the other door. I will walk back out. I will push Dr. Radish back out of the airlock.
Oh, I'm not actually going
in. Oh, that's a fantasy for all of us, isn't it?
But this time with a vac suit on.
Usually, yeah, I'm not wearing a vac suit.
I've had that dream again, Doctor.
I will get the drone to push the button to shut the door again, and then I'll get the drone to push the button on the other side.
Yep. They respond fairly immediately. The door on this side closes, the door on the other side opens. Oh, incidentally, Dr. Rench, there are lots of nozzles in this airlock.
Okay, well, that's probably to let the air in.
But you were asking, so
yeah, fair enough. Okay.
And the inner door opens. It is vacuum on the other side. You have what looks like a long passageway, and with a bit of there is a walkway down the middle, and what you'd probably tag as a maglev track. On each side for a little, think beginning of Half-Life little tram system.
Yeah. Oh, it's going all James Bond.
Now, where were the heat signatures? Remind me, are they in this building?
No.
Are we heading towards?
No, the only heat you've seen is near the reactor in that upper right block.
But they were like individual, like small heat signatures, weren't
they?
Yes.
There were things that were moving around, and they basically all have gone back into that cross-shaped block.
Probably fuel rods, or at least that around in zero G.
That general quadrant, the cross-shaped thing, the octagon, and the thing to the west of there.
Okay.
It's hard to get a good image there because there is obviously some fairly solid heat shielding insulation.
Okay.
Happy with that.
Okay. No, so is there a what I would have done? So is there a any robots on the other side about trying to take pot shots?
I don't have a scale for this. This passage is about half the width of the landing pad, so a couple of hundred meters at least. The illumination is spotty. There is illumination. It's not good light, but you can basically see to the far end. There is the wreckage of a tram car.
They've got it in for railways around here, haven't they?
There does not seem to be anything else in here, at least from a quick scan.
On the moon. Okay, are there anything that looks like a camera? I appreciate it might be hard to spot.
Seems likely in the airlock. If you want to keep things out, it helps to look at them, doesn't it? Know what you're doing.
I'm assuming, by the way, that this is a feed from the...
Yeah, we're not in there. We're just
you got the food from the drones, no problem.
Yeah, from the drones, and I'm sharing this. I'm
welcome
just
back
sharing. Presumably, we've got it on the heads-up display or something.
That's no problem.
What's the range of this drone? Presumably, quite a way.
As long as I can.
But it's indoors, so.
I mean, as long as I can get range. Well, it depends because the drone hasn't got massive. The drone has actually got a sensor suite. So, can I attempt to?
Yeah, remind me of the.
Can it check for radiation?
It's the one with the flyer.
Do you have a name?
Oh God, yes, I do. But
just so I can find it in the book.
It's called Wally.
Have I written it down? Have I? Hell, I can find. Hang on, give me 2 seconds, and I'll find the. PDF and
robots and drones. I've got it, I think.
Characters equipment, isn't
the,
it?
The spider drone? No, the.
It's the one that basically looks like a circle.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
yeah, I know. Hang on, give me 2 seconds. Let me just go past all the guns.
Don't go past them. Go past them. Come on. Ignore it.
Heavy. Oh, and I'm on the heavy weapons grenade launchers there. Right. armor.
The lock picking section.
Robots and drones. That's what I'm after. It's the micro drone because it's the one with the arms.
Because
it's the one basically where it can actually manoeuvre around on when it doesn't actually have any atmosphere. Oh, what an atmosphere. I love it.
You're going to have much fun on this moon, then.
Well, yeah, I mean, so far you've used it one place where there isn't any gravity and one place where there isn't any air, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, right. Yeah, still not got an actual page, not got an actual reference.
91's the picture of it, but I can't see. Oh, there we go, look, page 91. Quinn Mobile Systems GZ5 micro drone. Of the first book. Core Rule Book 1, page 91.
Yep.
Oh, well, no wonder then. I was looking in Tools for Frontier Living.
It doesn't seem to have a Geiger counter.
It just sounds like a monthly publication, doesn't it? Something you've subscribed to.
They collect your pocket tool one small slab of metal at a time.
Yes.
Right, so, yeah, okay.
It's got a recon sensor.
Yep.
Can sense recons.
I mean, wouldn't it be funny if the whole Earth catalogue was a part work? They just send you a little bit of the planet every time. Eventually, you build up a complete planet.
There's a clue in the name. I don't know what a recon sensor is.
Yeah, that's just what I'm looking for.
That's made by... Is it Degath? What's the publisher that does all of those multi-part... Delago?
Yeah, something like that. That's
you're in the right
dredged
the
back a vague memory.
And they do a lot of them.
Sensors, page 45.
Yeah, there's good money in that.
Imaging element sampling kit. 45.
Generally, they go out of business just at about 95% of the way through.
They must really hate
usually about issue three whenever I try. It doesn't actually have a recon sensor on the centre page, unhelpfully.
Yeah, not to worry. Yeah. It probably means it adds to your recon skill or something of that sort. Anyway, give me a roll, see how things go.
I have a recon skill, if that would help.
It probably would.
Is 10. There a...
Well, a roll 10, if it's using the remote sensor stuff, 12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and int, presumably.
Mm-hmm. Mind you, it's recon 0, so that's not very good.
I have recon 1.
Which characteristic would it be with that?
Oh, int, I should think.
Yeah, I thought it might be. I've got 8.
Okay. So, you looking around this... it is one single large chamber... to what is clearly an airlock door at the far end. It looks very much like the airlock door at this end. Doesn't seem to be anything much around. I mean, it is A, in bad repair. B, there has been some fighting here, you would say. Mm-hmm. Those marks on the walls look like bullet ricochets rather than just general decay.
What happened to the tram? Has it crashed or was it blown up or...?
Blown up. Looking at it, maybe it was two trams originally.
Oh, cut and shot. So we definitely aren't dealing with communication. Transport was cut off with the planet, and they were left up here.
There's either been a civil war of some kind, or
they've actually been attacked.
But there was one of the landing pads has got a crashed vehicle on it. Or several of them, or debris in general.
Yeah,
but okay, we weren't sure if that had happened on takeoff, or we haven't really looked at it all. Although I do think we are overcomplicating things. I'm sure it seems likely
they had some kind of invasion squad and something.
When you take a big enough perspective, every war is a civil war.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep.
That's a good point.
It's very deep.
Okay. Are we going to go in ourselves? How much further can this drone go?
It can probably go to the... I mean, is there enough of an atmosphere for it to fly?
No.
This
passage is in vacuum. Okay. I mean, question. It's basically a matter of the signal loss from the doors it's going through more than pure range as such. Yes, Jim?
Yeah.
Because of, I dipped out at a crucial point, which building are we in?
The party itself is at the western side of the big landing pad. You've got a couple of drones gone through the airlock and looking at that passage that leads to the next landing pad.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Basically, Huey and Louie are once again basically doing it for humanity.
You know, it didn't end well for any of those guys.
I can't remember. Was it which one of the two? Which one of the? Which one was the robot that was left?
I can't remember that.
No, I can't remember it. I can't remember it. I actually have seen it often enough now.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch it again. It's a really sad.
I think I've only seen it twice. It's very 70s.
Are you thinking of the song at the end?
The whole thing's a bit 70s, isn't it?
Yeah, the whole thing is very 70s. The whole thing is very, oh dear, we appear to have just wiped out everything again.
So. Yeah, though also, anyway. If you're me at least, you notice the set decoration and... What, you know, this is the room they spend most of their time in. Why is it so bare? Because we couldn't afford more than, you know, two pretty things.
Yeah.
As opposed to Alien, which changed it all. This is a space people actually live and work in.
Yeah, yes. That would be so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was Alien and Star Wars, wasn't it? Well, Star Wars, more than anything, really.
Yeah, that was also, had a lived in look, didn't it?
Yeah. Grungy spaceships, not clean and shiny.
Well, let's head into this.
And speaking of grunge,
Chad. Yeah.
Let us. So,
remember, they may be as scary as you as we are at them, Jethro.
No, they need to be more. But let's go in anyway. Jethro is getting quite cross now.
Despite my positive attitude, I'm extremely glad we got Jethro along with
us. Is it a good thing, though, to have your security detail getting a bit cross? Shouldn't they be calm and professional?
Oh, I'm calm. I will continue to be calm and professional, but they shot first.
But we dealt with that one.
No, the guns are open. They've opened... Okay. They've opened their side of the dialogue. Let's see what we can do with ours.
Approaching with gun ports open.
Yes.
All right. Let's head in ourselves.
Yes. And yes.
Do you want to do it in two lots, just to make sure we're not all potentially at the.
So I'll
yeah,
go.
Sure.
I would suggest.
Any way we could check whether they've mined the floor? I'm getting round to this idea of mining.
There is actually a very. Very effective way of checking your.
Yeah, okay. It's the one that doesn't involve us leaping 500 feet into the air.
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay. What about a chemical signature or something? Has this thing got a sniffer on it?
No, it's got thermal visual
spectrum.
They're
not going to mine the floor, though, are they, really?
It's got a recon sensor, which probably has at least some bits and pieces like that.
Can we pick up a bit of debris from the?
Have we got a 10-foot pole? Can I detect trap?
No, I'm sorry. The this is a serious science fiction game. You
it's
have
a 3-meter
3-meter pole. Yes, thank you.
3-meter space pole.
Not the Americans in space at this time. It's the French.
Okay. all right. Well,
and the Cornish, obviously.
Maybe. Mind you, if there was a landmine on the floor, poking it with a giant pole right in front of us, it's probably not going to help all that much with
Depends
reducing the
Depends what sort it
damage.
Is. Anti-personnel mine, if it's for the individual, you're probably poking it with a stick's quite good. Anti-personnel mine, if it's designed to get the people behind you, like a Bouncing Betty, you don't want to be poking it.
It's probably some kind of shredder to pierce maxis and things, you would have thought.
Not unless, not unless it bounces up and you just whack it with a stick.
I walk inside.
Okay, Felix. Yeah,
I will go in with Felix. I would suggest you two hang fire until we have a
I mean, if you did want to all be in the chamber at once, that would be no problem. There's plenty of space. But yeah, that's fine.
Space is one thing we definitely have no shortage of.
Yeah, you're probably getting the idea as you do this there that they may originally have been a airlock cycle involved.
Okay.
But it's basically looking like is the pressure on the inside of the exit door different from the pressure on the inside of the airlock? No, it isn't. Therefore, we can open the door.
Right. Okay. So nothing stopping us opening both sides of the airlock at once, or is there some kind of safety?
Well, it will still close one door behind you before it opens the other one.
So there is a safety.
Which suggests that it wouldn't like it if we jam the door.
Is there any computer, once we're in, any consoles or anything we could potentially have a look at?
Well, you've got these infrared transceivers every so often.
But that's it, there's no kind of...
Yeah, it looks like it.
And the only control in the airlock, there's no kind of repressurizing button or anything like that.
Well, if you poke about a bit, yeah, I mean, there is a panel with more buttons, but it's behind a hinged panel. It's obviously not intended for every time you go through here.
Don't press the one that says purge.
If I see him fiddling.
I'm not. I'm just seeing.
I will turn round and say to Dr. Radish, please, Doctor, don't touch anything.
Sure. But how are we supposed to learn?
By asking them nicely.
Okay, well, let's proceed. So we'll let them go, 20... Oh, I don't want to say feet now. Am I going to get in trouble?
You can say 20 feet, but we'll just translate it back into
20, around centimeter units.
Around 6.5 meters, you know.
Okay. We'll let them go six and a half meters in front of us.
Yeah. Remember you have George Stoll, who's Bayern's communications officer, with you for linguistics.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's a good point. Come on, George. Well, he can be in the back row.
So I suspect Jethro is spending a certain amount of time stopping him, dashing forward and poking things. Yeah. And
Yes. Again, Jethro is regretting bringing any science person with him at all.
Does this kind of level of tech, is there anything recognized? Does it look like they had a human level civilization? Is there anything just guess it was a few hundred years ago?
When we looked at it, we thought it was old for us, but.
Well, now we're up close. Is there anything that would suggest, I don't know, any surprises that I wouldn't expect, at this level of tech? Like, I'm a little surprised there aren't computer consoles straight away.
You do have consoles aboard Bayern, for example. So yeah, this is fairly obviously a room you get into in order to go from one end of it to the other. Yeah. So I mean, you wouldn't expect to see a fashionable seating arrangement.
Those infrared ports that we see every so often, they would be an obvious place to plug something in. So if they're wandering around with something or a robot with them, that potentially would be your removal.
Oh, it's not like a beam receiver, is it? Can you plug something into it?
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah. They are optical ports. You wave something in the vague direction of it, and it will sync up. You would expect.
Okay, so it's not a socket particularly.
Well, correct. You could socket it, but
you could tape something to it. There is nothing to latch on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And does this does this look like a temporary structure that has become permanent, or is this a permanent moon base? Can I get any idea of how primitive this structure is, or is that too hard?
Because any of you spent time at the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital?
No.
Which was famed for its temporary main corridor, which was put up in the 1940s and was certainly still in force when I was there in the 90s.
Okay. I guess that's probably a bit hard, not knowing
this. Well, tricky because you don't know what the decay rate is like here. I mean, mm-hmm. You don't know how much micrometeoroid impact there is. You don't know what the fight has done versus what time has done. You have a rough idea of time. And yeah, it's about 100 years plus or minus Earth-type years.
We don't know how long-lived these beings are anyway.
This is also true.
All right, well,
not very long here in vacuum.
Mm-hmm. Need more input.
So I'm assuming that you're getting the airlock. The nozzles would probably be part of kind of a decontamination, get all the dust off so you're not dragging that through. You should come through. This area should then be pressurized and with oxygen or whatever
they bring.
And it isn't. So there's clearly some damage somewhere to that.
We do know what their atmosphere, presumably we've done spectroscopy on the atmosphere.
You could breathe it.
Okay. I'll take my helmet off. Oh no. Okay.
Wow.
I'm just remembering classic 50s SF, you know, we step out onto a new planet, the captain takes off his helmet, takes a nice deep breath, and good, the air's breathable.
Yeah, gosh, what was that? It's really early. I think it was a BBC sci-fi, and they hadn't got glass for the helmets because the reflections, I think, were too difficult to film. But what they had was a sort of a bent wire there and a bent wire there to give you the idea that there was a visor. But they're actually open. It's like you were wearing a motorcycle helmet, isn't it?
All right, off you go, Jethro. Phoenix.
Okay, so I will wander down to the end.
Yep. Another poke.
Preceded by drones, I'm assuming.
Ideally, if I can, I'm guessing they're really going to struggle. I mean, they're not really. This again is not.
They can skitter along the floor, no problem.
Okay, so I will get it to skitter. We'll get to the end, have a look at the trams.
Yeah, well, the only thing to interrupt the monotony is the about halfway along wreckage of two trams. Looks as if maybe one was hit by a explosive weapon of some sort, jumped the tracks, crashed into the other, something of that nature, maybe.
So are we pretty much in that corridor now?
Yeah.
And are we in the corridor going
between main landing pad and western landing pad? So between if you put the main landing pad as the centre of the clock, you're going towards the 9 o'clock pad, which is the way to get further into the base.
Yes, exactly. and we can't particularly see anything else.
Sort of size is this tunnel that we're going through?
A couple of 100 meters.
Yeah, it's maybe 10 metres wide. Basically, these trams are not designed for heavy, flatbed transport or whatever. Maybe stick 10 people in one and then that kind of thing.
Okay, they're just trying to envision it. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think we just continue on.
You get to the other end. Nothing interferes with you.
Okay.
That was a bonus.
No, that's not quite. Well, no, it's true that nothing interferes with you, but it's not quite true that it's completely unoccupied. Not really visible until you get past the wreckage of the tram. There is another of the same sort of robot. It appears to be inactive. It does not respond to you in any way. It's not sending out electrical noise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will just, as we get closer to it, keep an eye in case I see any sudden thermal activity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any obvious damage to it? Like it's been shot at?
Not really. I mean, like the other one...
It wasn't a robot revolt.
like the other one, it looks as if it's been not getting regular maintenance for a while.
Right.
It does not look actively damaged.
If we were more robotically minded, we could probably have a poke at it and analyse, but I don't think that's something to do right now.
Jethro can take a look and say, I will give you the choice. If you want to flip open the ammunition hatches...
Yes, please.
Yeah, they are also empty.
Yeah, I mean, it is very much feeling like the reason why it fired beam weapons at us was they've got a surplus of energy, they haven't got a surplus of ammo.
Is there an access point to the beam weapon?
There's the hole it fires out of.
Just wondering if we can disconnect it in some way, just in case it reactivates.
To do that, you'd really want to... from the hinge open the main casing.
We could just stick some chunk of metal in the hole.
Well, I was just thinking Dr. Rogers' finger, but...
charitably, he'd have to stay there with it.
Uncharitably,
he's not got many hit points.
that's not a prevention technique so much as an alerting technique. When you hear the sound of ow, you know the robot's woken up.
Yeah. Ablative.
The beam exits his elbow.
Can we hinge open the main casing?
I think it's probably...
Give me a really good mechanic roll.
Go on, then. I'll try.
Is there a robotics specialisation?
It's not really good.
Probably.
This looks hard. I give up.
You don't have weird alien fastener tools.
Sorry, there's an inert duplicate robot. We were just wondering if we could get inside it to disable its weapon just in case, but no, is the answer.
Yeah, how tall are you, Doctor?
Put some chewing gum on the end of the nozzle.
I'm going to wedge a bit of wire in or something.
Yeah, I did sort of suggest that you stuck your finger in and basically when you scream...
To be fair, it's not a hole.
I'm not a little touch girl.
It's more of a lens.
Duct tape? Anyone got duct?
Yeah, if we cover it up somehow.
Let's just leave it or turn the machine so it's not pointing at us, you know.
I feel that the British contribution to the expedition might well be, you know, 3,000 yards of black nasty.
How heavy is this?
Gaffer tape to the wall.
That's
what you did to me in my wellness workshop.
It's just a sign of affection.
Oh, well, I'm glad you let your emotions be released.
Something like that.
Okay. Does it seem to have any power, this thing? Is it totally dead?
Well, as you're poking around it, it does seem to have a cable coming out of it that's going through a crack in the corridor cladding. Not a power socket, but it's going into somewhere you can't see.
The other one was no cables whatsoever.
Correct.
I mean, that would be about... You'd need a really long extension if they have got some kind of battery on them.
We haven't got a weight listed here, but it is... probably about two metres side to side and sort of waist high.
Fascinating.
Let's not try and lift
look
it up.
How interesting. Well,
bearing in mind that we're on a low grav moon,
you probably could.
A couple of us can probably pick it up and move it.
Interesting. They've gone for two arms, whereas they are forearm creatures, but they've still gone for this kind of humanoid shape.
Well, it's not a humanoid
it's
shape.
It's hardly humanoid unless
you've
been grafted onto a tank.
Well, but it has forward sensors like a head. Or
it looks like a manta ray.
Yeah, I think
really
I said
the clown shoes
last time, didn't I?
Well, yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And it looked like a Vulcan bomber was trying to have sex with a World War I tank.
But it, well, it
or as you put it, humanoid.
Bilateral symmetry, which is, you know, a
yes,
feature.
Yes, but bilateral symmetry is fine, but why would it need to have multiple guns when basically one on either side is fine?
Either way,
can I have a look at this, where this wire is going into the wall?
Yeah, basically the...
I'm happy to pull the plug out of it.
Well, there is no plug.
It's a cable.
Yeah.
There is a cable that runs from somewhere in the innards of the robot, dangles down, goes over to the basically where the wall and floor of the corridor join. There is a bit of cracking in one of the wall panels, and it goes out of sight through that.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's interesting. Is this a cable that the robot extended into the wall, or was it always wired?
With your drone sensors, at least there is power flowing through that cable.
Okay, I would like to pull the cable from the drone.
Wait, Jethro, there may be some interference protection, like a possible explosion of some kind.
So if need be, I am more than happy for that to basically be, I use the gun to basically blow a chunk of cable away so that basically it's...
Maybe you should get the drone to do it.
Giving it a bit of a tug first, it doesn't just come loose.
You
could pull harder, you could
somewhere?
Shoot it, you could do other things.
I'm going to back away down the corridor a bit.
I'll move the drone so it's facing them.
And the drone's got many players, and it's got little, it could just snip it.
Our drone has, yeah. I don't really want to electrocute one of my drones, thank you very much.
Well, I don't really want to blow up the corridor in case they put a bomb in this thing.
No, I don't think so. I think this...
Okay, all right. You're the one who's got me paranoid.
Great, famous last words, though.
It was facing
down... They
wouldn't
put a bob in here.
It was facing down towards the entrance that we've come, yes? Was it actually facing our way?
I don't think we established that. It was actually facing not exactly towards the wall, but in that general direction, more than up or down the corridor.
Might just leave it.
I'm going to continue down the corridor, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep
we're
going.
We're aware it's behind
get to the other end. I think we're reading far too much
come
into
on, George.
Every potential threat. We've got limited air, and the shuttle has limited fuel.
Once shot in the arm by a power high megawatt laser, twice shy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long before they can communicate with the surface as well? Which was our
yeah,
original.
You've got another 11 hours or so.
Yeah. That's our main time.
We'll be dead before then.
That's our main time, I think.
The first thing that's going to run out, assuming no combat, is the shuttle.
Is Dr. Radish.
Is the shuttle's fuel supply.
Yeah.
I'm already
the GM of patience, possibly.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think...
Let's
to be
press
fair,
on.
To be fair, I'm sorry. As always, I'm so impressed that Roger just doesn't go. Oh, for the love of God, piss off the lot of you.
It's amazing.
We're enjoying ourselves.
Yeah. Let's open the door at the other end of the corridor.
Yep, it opens the same way as the others.
What do we see?
Another airlock.
A landing pad.
And then from there, a landing pad. There is,
and then
again,
I think we should turn right.
The other one, there is a bit of wreckage on it. There is a sort of covered area, a sort of
bus stop?
No. What's the proper term for a... Is it breezeway?
Gazebo?
It would be a breezeway if there are any air to have a breeze through it. Basically, right. there's one wall and a roof, presumably for keeping out of the sunlight. That leads round to the airlock on the other two airlocks, basically.
All right.
Should we head around that way?
Circle round, turn north.
Quickly, looking at that, does that look like it is protection from the sun, or does it look like protection from weapons fire from above?
It's basically half a step above corrugated plastic.
If it was... Protection from weapons fire, wouldn't it be a little bit problem that the people above could just go slightly over it?
and shoot you there.
They wouldn't be coming, it's not like you're on ground, they wouldn't really be coming in from one direction, would they?
Just decoration.
It probably just is
sunlight.
Is there any way you can shut the like an iris door or something so you could shut the landing pad, or is it definitely not?
The only doors to this landing pad are the airlock doors that you've come through some of.
Okay. Right.
And there's no mechanism in this hanging Chad thing.
Ask Yvonne if she can basically move the shuttle so it's above this one rather than...
I mean, she's been keeping the thing moving around anyway, so...
Assuming that the pad is clear enough.
Mm. Well, landing on it might be a bit fiddly. Oh, go on, boss, tell me to land on it.
Can you drop a rope ladder down or something?
What?
Yeah, it'll catch fire beautifully.
Okay. All right. I'm not a pilot. I am a pilot.
You are a pilot, aren't you?
Different. Small craft.
Famous pilot.
Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a pilot.
Yeah, pilot small craft is what you'd want for one of these.
Yeah. Okay. Could just we amazing. Clear away... In fact, that's a good point.
Well, mine has a rope.
Can we spend no more than half an hour but clearing away enough of the debris so that actually an easy touchdown would actually
Are we going to do the janitorial work from while we're here? Are we?
Would it not be faster to just peg it down the corridor?
Just think about your book contract.
It's low gravity. If necessary, I reckon we could jump on top of the tunnel we just came through and run across that. Avoid going through the airlock.
I'm quite keen on basically as we move along. There to be somewhere for Yvonne to basically pick us up.
Yeah, but you know she likes a challenge.
It's only like 20 space meters away to the next.
I don't really feel we should be cleaning off the patio, charging the fiver, you know, wiping a few windows.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just come here to carry out an intergalactic scam.
Where is the sign saying beware of the leopard? That's all I'm going to know.
Leave them an invoice under the windscreen. Let's head north.
Fair enough. At the end of the day, I'm the one with tactics, but let's just carry on anyway. Don't worry about it. I thought they were tic-tacs.
You know, I'm not disparaging it. It's just I think we've got to move on a bit.
From Jethro's point of view, what he wants to do is basically, as he's going along, he's basically trying to get it so that there is an extraction point as close to where
he's trying to conquer it piece by piece, territory.
If it will be very quick, I don't mind helping move stuff.
Let's do that. A couple of minutes. Right, we then go to the next one.
Oh, I could drive by and through that, no problem.
Yeah, don't. Okay, this is a much longer corridor, the next one along, by the looks of it. Is it a bit wider
Does it have a working tram?
Does it have working...
security robots.
Or security robots.
Yeah. Okay, so there is no air. Let's see.
Still no air.
Yeah, there is a thing they really haven't thought of in this, but never mind. Never mind. right. There is...
Also, Roger, to our new system of physics...
There's a tram track down each side, as with the others. And you can see there, where you would expect there appears to be a junction.
Mm-hmm. What sort of distance is that?
300 or 400 meters, maybe. I don't have a scale for this specific map, and for reasons which may become clear later, they are not consistent about scale anyway.
Mm.
Okay. I will suggest to the others that they hang fire. I will jog up to the junction, assuming that we can't see any.
Robots or anything. As before, occasional signs of possible combat and generally poor maintenance. Not seeing any robots here right now.
Cool.
Yep, okay. That's what I like to see, or not see.
So I will jog up to the junction and look along both ways. Obviously, spending a little bit more time around the bend.
Yep,
yep. Insert your own punchline. Is there an airlock between the junction? This thing? No. Okay.
No, it looks as if this whole space is either pressurised or not, and right now the answer is not.
And presumably the long corridor ends in an airlock? Into that hexagonal...
You remember where I said they hadn't thought of something? They really haven't thought about a certain... You know, there needs to be a pressure boundary.
Yeah.
They haven't considered that. So, in fact, this does not end in an airlock.
Oh, so this whole area, including the building ahead, the beehive kind of thing, is not pressurized as far as we can tell.
Yeah.
Is in a vacuum. And down at least as far as the end of the corridor on the right as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what gets me is that they've not got bulkheads or anything like that.
Yeah. Is there anything like that?
There is some sign that there perhaps are emergency bulkheads, but if there are, they're open.
They haven't. Okay. You would have thought they'd be automated. Okay. But maybe, I guess they have a manual release. Okay. Which way, Jethro?
You may as well come up to me. Looks like it's a easy run through. Again, let Yvonne know what we're doing.
Shall we look in the honeycomb building first, or are we going to go down the side passage?
So, looking down, what sort of senses do you have, Jethro?
Super hearing.
Jethro, specifically.
So, basically, I'm happy to be using the to be sending the drones ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got audible,
thermal, and normal.
In fact, they've got a basic. What they also say it's got a recon sensor, which I kind of assume is a.
At some point, I will find out what that is, but not right now.
It does mention thermal somewhere
straight
on
ahead, you can see into the dome. It looks as though there is some internal structure to it, as in, you know, there's a large open space and then there are small buildings.
Does it look like the whole thing was originally, the idea originally was all of this should be pressurized?
Oh yeah.
So it's
and off to the right there is something a little less expected, which is just about at the far end there is what appears to be a barricade of sorts.
Barricade that shows any sign of having been attacked?
It's
doing
a little hard to tell.
Business.
Well, no, I mean, bear in mind, I think
we send the drone out for the moment.
This is a drone rather than anything else.
Yeah, but also this is clearly scavenged materials, and whether it took that shot before or after it was made into part of the barricade is not something that's obvious.
Yeah, fair enough.
So third area is still unpressurized, and is it a barricade in front?
All the way across the corridor.
So that corridor poking out the right of this building, this dome, it's across there, is it?
You know nothing about that. I'm talking about the diagonal corridor.
Oh, the diagonal corridor. I see.
Because your drone viewpoint is at that Y junction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
Let's,
and the barricade is
at
the
Y junction.
Okay.
Sorry, say again, Jim?
I was going to say, why don't we advance to the Y junction, which seems to be safe enough.
Yeah.
We'll all go to the Y.
The very first one is closing.
Did somebody claim it was a famous gay anthem or something?
Yeah, shocking. Who would have thought that was gay?
Oh, no, you can't. No, it's not. The guy who wrote the lyrics.
I know. He's horrified that anyone would ever think it was a gay anthem, despite it starting in.
And yet,
he was
quite happy to get all the cash from those certainly not gay people who were absolutely loving it during the disco era.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, but why would you think Village People was a gay band? Come on.
Nah.
Anyway.
Before we drift away on a cloud of reminiscence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get the leather chaps out and away we go. Right, okay. Yeah.
Come on, leather chaps, let's go. We are at the Y junction, unless something horrible's happened.
Yep. The barricade. Has it been welded together or just stacked? What is it, metal, wood?
And how far down does it
actually,
go?
Actually, we don't even know if wood is existent on this planet.
It is down to floor level, up to... you would say probably chest high on a Vitruvian, which is lower than chest high on you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And
so, sort of belly button, or...?
Yeah, something like that.
And how well constructed is it? Like, has it been very quickly slammed together, or has it been put in place, welded,
there is actual welding involved, you reckon.
Okay.
This is with
does
the
it look like it would
particularly
give
Mason's telescopic vision, I think, will probably help with that.
Does it look like it'll give decent cover?
Apart from the height issue, yeah.
How much clearance is there over it?
Oh, quite a lot. These are quite tall corridors.
We could get over it.
Yeah.
Oh, we could jump over this.
I just wasn't sure about it. It might be. The roof comes down, so you will bang your head.
You might want to be a bit careful about not crashing into the roof, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking of basically just getting, of worst case scenario, I'll just lob a couple of the drones over the top.
Mm. Sure. Shall we head up there and see what's up?
Up the Y corridor.
Mm-hmm.
We are leaving that place behind us then, the open dome thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you want, I'll leave one of the drones here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah,
to make sure.
Sure.
I mean, those things aren't massively big, so...
Seems likely whoever we're talking to is on the other side of that barricade, so it seems like the most expedient.
There's no way one of these robots could make it through this thing unless they blew it up. But they couldn't just roll through
some
it.
Other way.
Okay, maybe they were barricading themselves from the robot.
Went up on the sides.
Could be, as I say, it could be a robot revolt.
Mm-hmm. Let me just throw up some more imagery.
My cat was doing that this morning. Not the most pleasant imagery, let me tell you.
Mm. Oh, the joy of puking cats.
So, same link.
Just refresh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, look at this.
Now, you will notice that the left-hand corridor doesn't entirely line up with the larger thing. That's because it's not to scale.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, that's bothering me. Why, that's a pretty simple...
Yeah, I think Mongoose assumed that nobody would try to put these two maps together.
Oh, wait, there is a... Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, okay. Oh, okay, it's fine. What are these dotted lines, then, Roger?
Dotted lines, the emergency bulkheads.
Okay, and then... Mm-hmm. So ahead of us, we've got two emergency bulkheads, and then a line of three... Is these another a barricade?
Yeah.
Three circles...
Yeah, that is the barricade.
Yeah, the explosive barrels welded together across the...
Smile, you son of a bitch.
Okay, well, let's...
No, you can't see into that back bit at the top right, but yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, I'm hoping there's no moon sharks attached to the end of it.
Let's you know, meander in that direction, and...
I'm going to need a bigger vex.
See what we can see.
We're not meandering. That's
okay,
implies a level of laissez-faire that I am not sharing.
Too lackadaisical for you.
Yes.
We advance peacefully upon the barricade.
I'm not sure Jethro agrees with the peacefully.
Foe, yes, forward on the foe.
Okay, you've done. Let's see what sort of
any thermal signatures around here. Are they all still up around the power plant?
Yeah, correct. They are still up around the power plant. Yes.
Can it make the motion sensor noise from Avery?
I just want to check some numbers.
Boop. I'm just going to do that every time.
Dr. Radish is just walking along, booping.
Bing!
It seems appropriate.
Can you also do Tweaky impersonations? Or
Beady, beady, beady.
Beady, beady, eat lead, sucker.
That was a good one.
Couple of the robots turn the corner and open fire.
not because they hate you, just for general good taste.
Our biters.
Yes, we'll make this a small robot with a friendly face and a head shaped like a penis. That'll be it.
So you're about 150 metres from the barricade.
Why are you telling us this?
When
in a very specific way,
there is a flash of light
down on the floor.
A piece of the floor, quite about 20 meters in front of you,
up on the ceiling.
Looks as if it's been shot by a laser.
Do I get a sense of where the laser came from?
Yeah, it was definitely up. There was a flash of light from the barricade.
From the barricade, okay.
There is a sound that is clearly some sort of voice speaking a language you do not recognise.
Ah, step forward, Gary. Gary the linguist.
How is George. There a sound?
Very good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be from the... Let's see. No, you really don't have any air in here. I think it's... it's going to actually
it could
be
conducted through the material.
Yeah, through the floor.
Yeah, you might get something through the floor, but it's pretty faint. There is also some radio. It picks up quite like the radio that they were using to communicate with the planet.
George, would you like to tell them if they do that to us again, I will be very cross with them?
I'll rephrase it a bit.
Fascinating. Is it one of the live ones? Hello?
No, sorry, it's George. One of the dead ones.
Well, I'm wondering if it may be a robot.
You're not getting... You're getting very slight electronics from that spot.
Slight, okay.
But nothing like as much as you're getting for the robots.
Okay. So,
can I detect any heat at this distance? I've got 40 times telescopic zoom. I don't know if that includes the thermal sensor. I suspect not.
It probably does. I mean, it's the same unit.
Can I zoom in enough to see anything moving or the glint?
Give me some sort
of
spotting things roll.
Spotting things roll. Okay.
So, int plus any relevant skill.
Now I can't think of it without Mason's eyes slowly extending.
This is not a Tex Avery cartoon. despite much evidence to the contrary.
Was it GURPS? There's one of the cyber system things where it's a real normal eye, and actually that's pretty much how it works. Is it actually does extend out?
Don't think I read
please
that one.
Tell me that's
anyway.
How
I've
works,
rolled
please.
A 7. I've got sensors and recon.
Let's have recon and int.
Might be.
Recon, okay. So that's an 8. Find
it. Okay. Right, there is a Vitruvian-sized figure in a pressure suit. 90% plus in cover behind the barricade. Pointing a laser rifle at you. Well, you assume it's a laser rifle on the basis that it just...
I will just find something like a laser. I will describe the situation, particularly to Jethro.
Uh-huh. Jethro is more than happy to go up and basically kick 7 bells or so-and-so.
I am
asking George to talk to them first.
Now, Roger, you said there are bulkheads just ahead of us. Are they? Do they come in part way to the, sort of, to create like a rib?
Yeah.
Could we use them as
cover?
So
we could sort of use them as partial cover to a degree.
Not very much cover, but yeah.
No.
Is there an obvious way to shut them?
Not obvious, no. I mean,
we don't want to get trapped between them either.
Maybe some of us could sneak round the other direction.
As I've said, we can probably jump on top of the... Go outside, jump up, walk along and shoot the bastard through the roof if you wanted to kill him.
Well,
I'm just...
Or just blow a hole in the thing and drop down behind him.
It just feels like walking 20 metres down this corridor. I suppose we could run down. How fast can we move in this low gravity?
But we're not trying to... I mean, tactically, we can defeat it. We just open fire. But that's not what we're trying to do.
George is diplomating, let's just discuss tic-tacs.
All right, I've got basically a telescopic sight in my head and quite a good pistol.
Yeah, if you call it that again, by the way, Doctor, I will be forced to actually use you as the live bait.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood, Jethro. This is a very high-stress situation. It's been proved to have deleterious effects on stomach lining, colon, musculature.
Many of Jethro's experience of high-stress situations have shortened lifespans. Generally not his.
Okay, how's George getting on with the communication?
Yeah, he is saying basically, okay, clearly we don't go any closer. He is setting up a radio and trying to set up some basics, aided with some hand signals.
They all seem to be pointing at you, Dr. Radish. I don't know.
Well, let's get some stuff. I'm trying to.
You're still
I
there,
can't
Shin?
Really see.
Yeah.
Sorry, you just went very still, and I thought,
no, I'm just not doing anything.
No, that's all right.
yeah. This time, I have not yet crashed.
Oh, that would have been a comedy timing crash, but never mind.
Mid sentence is always the best. You can usually get it just as you're about to say.
Froze my mouth.
To be fair, with Shim, you're normally staring nobly off into the distance, and then it goes down.
Yeah, I there's one other guy I play with who just sits absolutely still when he's not talking, which is probably very economical on bandwidth. Makes it difficult
sure
to tell
not,
when his connection's failing.
He's not set up one of those things people do where they go off and do something and it's a picture of them.
Okay, well, like, we have to wait and see what George does all the role playing.
George is saying, "Okay, I think I'm getting the basics, but it's okay. Going to take a while."
Can you convince it we're not a threat, George?
Yeah, that's the key concept I'm trying to get across.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And you might want to mention to them that we would really prefer for them not to shoot the Doctor again.
However, if it must be one of us.
Was the laser the same type of laser that came off the
robot?
Was it the same? Probably not as powerful.
Similar frequency?
Well, I guess that's what. Is it the more powerful? Same?
No.
I guess I'm going to have to let him hit me and see. Oh, no, that's definitely tangier.
Tangier?
Let's just see. So
spicy lasers.
That and
a hint of ozone.
It's a very good spectrum.
Slightly lower power, you think?
Oh, there we go. Well, I manned it up through a robot death laser. I can cope with this guy's Pee Wee Herman pop gun.
Maybe bloody I can hell, we're a bit.
You go first then, Doc.
Are you sure the oxygen levels are alright in your suit, Doctor?
Just have a quick check of his vac suit. Yeah. I mean, if you think this is going to take a while, George, we could always go and have a shufty at that building.
Well, yeah, some
building.
Of us could...
It might help if you weren't in sight, at least.
Yeah.
Unless that's threatening that way.
Well, yeah, someone should stay with George, though. Someone
not Jethro.
Who has a gun or something.
All right. How many of us have guns? Myself and Jethro. Felix. So the only person without a gun, in fact, is you.
Yes.
Reddish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can stay with him if you like. Because I don't look
the,
quite
the,
as threatening.
The scientific pacifist approach. No, no, I'm just a lousy shot.
basically. It'll be fine. Leave him where he is.
I'm wearing a standard vac suit, not a battle suit.
I would prefer possibly... So there is a known hostile in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Jethro would prefer not to leave the known hostile there as a hostile.
Right. Jethro, you went here.
But leave a drone.
What
are you thinking of doing? Going back down and then coming up and round? Because if you're going to be doing that, you'll be basically coming out.
Well, I don't think we're
trying to
sneak
another way, won't we?
We don't want to sneak up on him. We're just going to have a look in this dome, I think.
Yeah, just
is that the idea?
There.
We're not, because obviously that's not going to help with the negotiations.
Why
if
don't
we
I
pop
just
around the other
if
corner?
If we back away, including with George, because assuming George has now got to the point where he doesn't need to be in a I'm going to do jazz hands at you until you shoot.
Well, if he wants to sit down and be undisturbed, but he can do that from somewhere else.
Can he do it a little
through a transmitter?
Yeah. I would prefer him to kind of do it just round the corner if that's all right. Out of direct line of sight from the nice person.
Is that
going to
upset the thing? Line. Well, as long as George manages to get that concept across that we're not trying
whatever
to sneak
George
up.
Thinks is best, basically.
Well, right, if you guys want to...
We'll retreat.
Want him to come back with you, then he will do that.
And he can still carry on with
complaining slightly, but he just wants somewhere to sit down and not be disturbed while he's working on this.
It's just it removes the ability for him to use hand gestures.
I thought that might speed things up a bit.
Well, yes, except that they've got four arms and he's on it too.
Well, if one of us stays, he's got another two arms.
I'm not really familiar with the semantics of first contact.
Yes. There's a high little idol on the...
yeah, someone stand behind him, put their arms underneath him.
To the north of Kathmandu.
Alright, I mean, shall I stay with him then, just to, in case anything comes up, like a robot, for example, or another person with a laser, and the rest of you work your way around and just keep in touch?
Yeah, right? Stay in radio contact. We can keep a drone... over with you as well
if you feel it necessary. I mean, you might need it if you're exploring more.
Yeah, I mean, I was planning
we've got radio contact from here, haven't we?
Yeah, we've still got radio contact. We've got radio contact with the ship, so
I've got one in my head, so I don't know what they had to take out to fit all this crap in there. probably nothing important.
Literally, you don't know.
Yeah.
It's all fine.
What? Where's the tea?
See,
okay, so back down the corridor, up to the larger dome, and okay, the general idea when you're looking here is it looks as if it was designed as a large open space. There are several levels of balconies up and down from ground level. Which was probably fine until the heavy fighting happened in here and a lot of it's collapsed. And closest thing to what the players would recognise, you would think something like a shopping mall.
Oh, okay. I was expecting it to be something like hydroponics, but...
This space is all in vacuum. Corridor to the east out of here is much wider. Has multiple tracks in it.
I would like to send one of the drones down that corridor.
Okay.
Let me just hold that and do that.
Okay, new image. There is another barricade. The central passage appears to be blocked by some kind of partial bulkhead, so that the barricades are just at the two bits at the side where you can still get through.
What are the arrows in that?
The way you're coming.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Maybe
okay. Something else will come that way at some other point. Who knows?
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't want to terrify the poor chap. Any sign that this thing is manned? How close is it? The drone.
How close are you planning to get?
That's a good point. Has this drone got stealth?
It has got stealth. I saw it. On it.
Well, then it's obviously much stealth.
It's got a basic stealth. so it's got a basic stealth unit, so...
Okay, so you at camouflage practice.
I'd say fake moustache.
I'll push it forward as close as I would be confident being... getting a little bit old and rusty at doing this sort of thing, but
the whole passage is only about 100 meters long, and in the other passage they were shooting at more than that. So
okay,
Right. Is there any debris or anything on the floor and things like that?
Not swept regularly or anything like that.
Okay, so because the drone isn't exactly big, I'm just thinking, just having it scuttle between debris to debris to debris, until I can basically get either it starts being shot at, or I can get a sort of decent picture of the barricade.
Okay, let's see then. Got guys, numbers.
Stealth 2, apparently.
Yep. Wow. That's some really bad rolling. Just listening to the horror on the Orient Express and Paul saying, I'm a kind and generous German, I'll tell you this without needing some die rolling, because you're all rubbish at rolling dice. right. About 100 metres out, there is a laser shot directly at the drone.
Oh, blimey.
It hits, and...
Oh, no.
Let's see. We have the... Bring back the micro drone...
Carry to four. This to cube root.
There we go. It has one hit. It had one hit.
Now it doesn't.
George gets on the radio and says, guys, whatever you did, I don't think they liked it.
Okay. We were just exploring another route, but tell them we're very sorry we didn't realise we were
flanking them.
Can you convey our sincere apologies?
Give me a year and six graduate students.
I am thinking more and more, just put us in the shuttle, put us over the top of the...
We could just leave them alone.
Yeah, maybe.
Actually, I mean,
we've invaded their place.
I feel
something else in the dome area. Presumably recharging like the one you found in that first corridor. There is a different sort of robot.
Wow.
This one is about human height. It's bipedal, but digitigrade. So,
intriguing.
It's got a large central body and a forward pointing head from that, but it's standing on two legs.
Hang on. Aren't you describing Ed 209?
That general sort of plan, but with more of a beak to it. It's not moving. It has two what are clearly missile pods on top.
Oh,
no missiles visible.
Okay. Which way is it facing? Towards the barricade or away from it?
Towards it, but not directly towards it.
And it's recharging, or it's plugged in some. Well, there's a cable coming out.
There's a cable.
Recharge socket.
I've got a question about branding.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to do through a vac suit.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking, obviously, you know, earthly installations often have official looking markings on them in various ways, you know, either, you know, signs that have been put up with some kind of mark on them or things that are on the doors for some reason or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm.
I was just reading about Yuri Gagarin's space flights, and they realised at the last minute they'd forgotten to put any kind of identification where he was from. So one of the engineers had to paint CCCP on the top of his space, on the top of his visor. And you can see it's kind of not quite right and a bit wonky. So maybe they just forgot to brand it.
Well, maybe. But similarly, things like military equipment and suits tends to have some sort of brand. I'm just wondering if we can tell if there might be something that reveals whether this installation and the robots are intended to be part of the same thing, or if, for example, the robots represent a different faction that might have, for example, invaded.
Does one look like Apple and one look like Android?
Okay, I've just put both the robot images on that same page. They don't have a lot in the way of insignia. They do both have this basic colour scheme of white with blue stripes.
Are they
and nothing else
letters,
you've seen in here has white with blue stripes. Sorry, go on, Nick.
That seems to be recognisable letters on these things or numbers. Are they actually there or is that not?
They are actually there. They might be not. Yeah,
thing is, it could be a simple shape like a number 6 or something.
It does say type BO6.
Oh,
does it say type?
Presumably, yeah, it does. When you zoom in on it,
yeah,
I did have to zoom in on
it. It does not do that, but there is Alien, which is presumably...
Are they the same style?
If you could read Alien, it would say type BO6.
Well, we don't know that, of course.
So if they turn out, you know, actually they're human, we've got a problem.
No, maybe the robots are the ones in charge and they created organic life to protect them. That would be a cool sci-fi twist.
They don't really look like they'd be the ones in charge now.
So this robot is in...
Mess list.
So the big Stanley robot is in the dome, yes?
Yes.
Right, I will go up and have a look at the big Stanley robot. Does it also look like it's out of ammo?
Certainly for the missile launchers, yeah, though it does have a laser emitter of its own.
I wonder if we are dealing with a Skynet situation, as Mason pointed out. Have we seen any bodies or organic material on this side of the barricade, or any sign of...
No.
They may have cleaned it up. If you're dealing with, you know, it's happened a long time ago, or even if it's not an immediate thing...
some kind of remains.
But would they just leave them there? These potentially people that they worked with, might be related to, we don't know the setup. Mm. Wouldn't you, if possible, send a detail out to retrieve the bodies?
Mm.
It's possible they have the same sort of sentiment.
Yeah, sure. But rebellion scenario is...
Just thinking that maybe rations may have run short as well.
May have been simply disintegrated by the application of heat.
Indeed. Or Soylent Green.
It's people.
Not sure if the application of Soylent Green does much more than sort of get crumbs down your vest, but...
Can we have a look at these sort of inner structures and so on? Can we... And you said, you know, shopping mall type vibes.
Hmm.
Does it seem to have things like, you know...
Music.
Stores of anything?
Well, it's tricky to tell what with all the wreckage.
Hmm.
Give me an int roll, recon if you got it.
For all those 12.
That'll do. okay.
I think that's a 15.
Judging by some of the places that have obviously not caught the brunt of a major blast, it looks as if there has been some, well, whether it's looting or scavenging, probably depends on which side you're on, but things that were valuable have been removed from here. Which in some cases includes, you know, doors.
George, is there a way you can discover whether the robots are on their side or the other side? Any indication of anything you're getting about what happened here?
Give me time. Etruscan wasn't decoded in a day.
They speak Etruscan?
That would be
another sci-fi twist. Okay. See if you can focus your efforts on these silicon life forms out here.
That's saying something about not quite so Delenda-esque as you thought.
Is there anything around like a bookshop?
That's really, really far too detailed for what you got.
Have we seen anything that looks like wood?
Sorry, there's that wood as in dead tree.
Yes.
Dead animal,
or is it all metal? Or
It's mostly plastic and something which is plastic-like, but you suspect is heat-formed linna dust.
Oh,
I mean there are bits of metal as well, certainly.
Fascinating.
Where needed.
Makes sense.
Well, I'll take some photos.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll record take a sample of this stuff.
If there's anything sort of pictures-wise or whatever. Especially if there looks like there's anything pictures-wise with writing, take photos of that.
He's just looking for a copy of Play Vitruvian, isn't he?
No, what I'm trying to do is basically give George some extra bits and pieces.
I think realistically we have
another
to wait.
Another pair of arms
for George.
It's
going to
take him a while.
Yeah.
There's another airlock on the southwest side.
Yes.
We should at least have a look at that and see if there is another barricade visible.
Sure. Let's head to the other side of the...
Sorry, south.
So from the dome?
Oh, of the dome.
The dome, yeah.
From the dome, it is open into another passageway.
Okay.
No airlock.
No immediate sign of barricades.
No airlock. There's some possible emergency bulkheads that don't seem to have closed for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I'm guessing these other domes are like dwellings?
At the far end of that, you see one of the smaller robots moving across, but it goes out of sight.
Oh, that one's active.
So maybe patrolling.
With our sensors, is there any sign of those robots? We've seen a few. Can we isolate that signature and then specifically search for it on the other side of the barricade?
Okay. Well, there are two signatures per robot. The dormant mode and the active mode.
Okay, the active mode.
The active,
I guess the dormant mode's much harder to find.
Yeah, the active mode you've only seen on the small ones.
Okay.
Looking for that, there is definitely not that or anything of that broad type. You would regard it as fair to say that there are no active robots in the area behind the barricade.
So that does lend some credence to this barricade is against the robots theory. Especially as they've unleashed all their weapons, it seems. Or the ones we've seen have all been out of ammo, except lasers, which don't need ammo.
Hmm.
I think we got some kind of robot rebellion situation here.
Well, yeah, it's either that or possibly they were either sent here by the attacking force or left behind by the attacking force.
That's fair.
Given the differences livery or livery equivalent, or, you know, the fact that we haven't seen anything else that looks like it has the same design scheme. Mm.
Yeah. Well, we need to get behind the barricade, but...
George, have you got any way to send them a picture?
Low resolution, but yeah, sure.
Could we send them a picture of that robot we blew up?
Okay.
What are we saying there?
Are we saying is it there?
The same thing is going to happen to you if you don't listen.
I was aiming for more, look, we blew up a robot, we're on your side.
We don't know anything about their culture. This might be the equivalent of sending them a dick pic. So let's just... be careful.
Well, I'm sure Dr. Radish will be up for it if it's needed. I don't know how well you guys know the 2300 aliens, but there's basically none of them is even faintly human compatible, which I'm sure disappointed the ghost of Larry Niven.
It doesn't stop you trying. No,
have they met humans? Because
I mean, if they've got a... No, let's just...
This one is a sentient neutron star. I mean, okay, fine.
Hubba, hubba.
Hey, baby.
Well, hey, look at the diffraction spikes on that.
Anyway.
Yes.
Have I got a crush on you, or...?
Very good.
No, that's just Crushboard.
Sorry. My mistake.
That does seem to help George make some progress. And so, okay, I've got a very simple vocabulary. This is after an hour or so. I've got a very simple vocabulary. It's pretty limited, but we can at least try communicating.
Okay.
And if you guys want to come back here, they say if we come closer, then they won't kill us, I think.
If we come closer, grouped tightly together, not single file.
I think, George,
just take our armour off.
Just maybe you and I will walk closer.
That's leadership. Look at that.
They seem to be glad that the robots are attacking you.
Now, who's the best diplomat?
Bastards.
Is there a...
Did any
skill?
Of us take any Ooh, kind of diplomacy?
Wait.
There is a diplomacy skill.
There is a diplomacy skill.
I don't have
it. I'm good at social, but I don't have the skill.
I think I've got diplomacy.
Broker? Got broker?
No, I got broker. Why have I got broker and not something useful like
that? I've got broker. We've all got broker.
Jesus Christ.
No,
we're just
trade mission, aren't we?
No, the reason why you've got broker is I've got diplomacy, by the way.
There you go. That surprises me, but good.
In case you need to break things.
No, broker you've got because basically it's the same as Jack of all trades.
Have you got diplomacy specialization shotgun?
No, I just have diplomacy. Wow. You do not have to specialize in diplomacy.
You surprise me.
That would allow him to officiate at weddings.
Yeah.
And basically he is the gunboat in gunboat diplomacy, so.
You're on the brute squad. You are the brute squad.
Okay, so you two going forward?
So I will go forward with George.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
And basically what I'm after is I want to know whether when we show them pictures of the robots, are they friend or enemy?
Definitely enemy.
Definitely enemy.
There are six more Vitruvians, all in pressure suits.
That's interesting.
Three of them have what you're assuming are laser weapons. The others have improvised spears.
Okay, interesting.
Oh dear, somebody drew the short straw, didn't they?
Yes.
Are they pointing them at us, or are
they're carrying them, but they're not pointing them at you.
If there is no atmosphere, a spear is something you're going to be afraid of. So I suppose doing the best.
Unless you're a robot,
it's better than making a sword.
Jam it into some sensitive part of a robot.
I'm trying to think with the ammo and have they. If we could basically concentrate, show them a picture of the gun and say run out or something like that, or.
That's well beyond what the pigeon can manage. Mm.
Jethro, can you get across the concept that we could rescue them if they need it?
That's going to involve pictures. A picture of the planet, a picture of the moon going round and round.
This would be easier if we can get up to them and be drawing something.
Yes.
Exchanging real time.
Yeah, so the two of you have a wide and they are not pointing weapons at you.
Okay, so basically...
They're not shooting at you.
Can we basically say if they don't shoot at us, we won't shoot at them?
That we've pretty much got that. That's why we're going forward and not being shot at.
Okay, Radish.
And at the sound of the words, they stand up resplendent in their red jeweled battle shorts and open fire.
Maybe we should leave it there with the Radish called upon.
Yeah, that sounds like a good thing. Okay, so basically, call everybody could come up, but basically...
So, Jessa and George are at the front and the rest of you are coming up from further back.
From behind.
Yeah,
Radish. Mm-hmm. Radish approaching from behind.
Rear entry Radish.
I can't remember the Greek term now, but I'm sure you know the one I'm thinking of.
Right.
So the one that involves the spiky radish.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I want to say same time next week, but...
What is the day next week?
It is Christmas Eve.
I won't be...
I feel that people might be making it difficult for us.
You have no dedication to your art, sir.
I'll be board gaming.
I'll be honest with you, I think I'll be around.
I may well be, but anyway. Let's discuss this via signal and see what we can sort.
Yeah. So we'll probably be skipping a week or...
I'm happy to find time over Christmas for something, but
it worked quite well before. See how we go.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Roger.
I'm really enjoying it.
We're trudging through it slowly. I think because we're enjoying the...
There's a lot to poke.
As long as you're enjoying it, that's fine.
It's like, oh, what's this door?
Yeah. Remembering our masks, which is... yes, all right, it was the expanded mask, but it's also something like twice as long as the Yogi masks.
Our sessions aren't that long. Mind you, the Yogis weren't that long.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers very much, everyone.
Excellent. Good night, all.
If we don't chat before then, we probably will be having Happy Christmas and all that stuff.
Happy Christmas.
God bless us, everyone.
Yes, indeed. Except it's always to tide, everybody.
Yeah. What's the sound Except effect that for dies of terminal lung disease from living in London?
I bet it'll be on that lot the BBC have released. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Good night, Mrs. Calvary, wherever you are.